Hello and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto and today I'm going to share with you another poem in the series I've chosen to call Poems for My Family. These are poems that I've found over decades and I've loved and read and recited and even learned by heart. And one by one I've been sharing them with my family, writing them out by hand and sending them by post. So I've now decided to share them with you as well and I hope you enjoy them. This poem today is by an American poet, William Carlos Williams, who died in 1963, and it's simply called The Rose. The lovely opening line of the poem creates a surprising contrast between the stillness of the rose, which is what most of the poem evokes, and the tumult of war. The rest of the poem picks up in rhythm and imagery on this still rose and fills out like a breezy zephyr with images of quiet, of peace, of ease and rest, and a sense of abundant time with uncounted hours during which you forget yourself in, for example, an entrancing book. And all this is set, as he says, in times of war, suggesting that such perfect moments can be found and must be seized, whatever is happening in the big wide world. I also, in the text version of this, I've also put a link to a quotation by Saint-Exupéry on his definition of peace, and it was a definition he came up with right in the midst of war. So I thought it was a complimentary quotation to go with this poem. So here's the poem, it's very short. The stillness of the rose in times of war reminds me of the long sleep just begun of that sparrow, his head pillowed, unruffed and unalarmed upon the polished pavement, or of voluptuous hours with some breathless book when stillness was an eternity long since begun. That's it. I told you it was short. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.